Composer Sigmund Romberg passed away on this date in 1951. The composer was born on July 29, 1887 in Hungary. He showed musical ability at an early age, but his parents wanted him to go into something more sensible. They sent him to Vienna to study engineering, but he immersed himself in the world of Viennese music. In 1909, he moved to the United States and settled in New York. His first job was in a pencil factory for $7 a week. He soon found work as a pianist in cafes and formed his own European salon and light music orchestra in 1912. Some of his early compositions attracted the attention of Broadway producers, who employed him as their house composer. His works included The Midnight Girl, The Passing Show, Dancing Around, and Made in America. By 1917, he had composed 275 numbers for 17 musicals and revues. His first great success came in 1917 with Maytime. The operetta was an adaptation of a Viennese operetta. In 1924, he had one of his greatest successes with The Student Prince. In 1928, Romberg teamed up to create New Moon, which featured the standard Lover, Come Back to Me. The Hungarian continued to compose music for operettas after 1930. However, none met with favor, for the vogue for operettas or Broadway had been eclipsed by musical comedy. Throughout the 1930s, he wrote the scores for several movies, including Viennese Nights and The Night is Young, which featured the song When I Grow Too Old to Dream. In the 1940s, he toured America with his own orchestra and regularly appeared on the radio. His final Broadway show was up in Central Park in 1945. On this date in 1940, prominent Methodist minister, educator, and publisher Alexander Miller died in Little Rock. In addition to his tireless promotion of education, Miller advocated the conservation and development of the state's natural resources and recommended improvements in its railroads and highways. He was chairman of the state's first Good Roads Convention, and his activities helped lead to the state constitutional amendment authorizing counties to levy road taxes. Later, he was appointed to the State Forestry Commission. On this date in 1965, the Great Northeast Blackout occurred as several states and parts of Canada were hit by a series of power failures lasting up to 13 and a half hours. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.